Art is brand. Art is not dairy milk. Art is brand. Now, the Chinese woman's cheek, painted over and over and over and over, it's just calling her Japanese, is really called urination. Yep, that's what you're calling all of them. But if I were you, I might get into a little bit of brand. If you are in the doctrine of Chinese ladies' cheeks, I would say you have the definite ability to be and compliment to people's artwork with your own artwork. But I know deep down inside, some people shoot for the creative piece, knowing limitations and disabilities, and not so much the physical disability, but the memory lapse disability that they don't want released. So they go for skill. It's just fine. But that does not mean your drawings do that for the people who view them. So in fact, then it's not actually the artist's stability that brings stability to others. Now then we see other things other than lifestyles, and we then break it into the denominations of the artist relief. Now some choose the creative piece very rarely. Some choose their creative piece entirely too much. But that's a good thing, because you see there how it switches when it's turned back to the other person, and it's not in speech that they're hearing what they hear. They just have to learn to look at art the way the art is looked at in the past, to see not the elements from the past, but the exact recreation in the totally brand new compositions. That was the task. Some chose realism. I myself have done 2 or 3 realism pieces. Yes, 2 to 6 plein airs. And the idea of pop art with reality became my vice. Now, when that became my vice, I became more hallelujahic to the idea of patriotism. Now, why was that? Well, I rediscovered things from my childhood that some people don't want to invest in. They want to go for the Godhead only. The spirit. It's not that there's pain there that they went through. It's pain that they thought. And that makes you a realist. A person who is unstable does not have the idea of realism in his aptitude per se, except in total perfection, which he denies and does not like totally as much, because he's one of the ones who is more handicapped than others. Yet if he shows his prowess in their doctrines of realism, then surely he can master and produce things that meet the requirements of other forms of art is known. Yes. They give speeches in high school art, these art teachers. How I wish there were more art teachers in high schools that would come near the student and show disdain, but also show help. Disdain is the little small turning away. Yet, if the person is submissive still, they're able to create. Now others, who are just disrespectfully rude, get to do the lesson. And that was understood by all of us at all times. And so, Pacelli, 1992, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, art community was one of the top-notch art communities in the state. Not for skill, for aptitude. Now, I remember there were plenty of times I played football and the backup quarterback would get in and I'd say, how does he do that? He would study aptitude, but my dad would not allow me to study aptitude. Studying aptitude is not for everyone. Because of my size, I would have to grow into, if I had studied aptitude, I would have become a cramped up mess on the floor every night 10 years after football. But my football cramps went away after I quit playing football. So what then is aptitude? Is it physical fitness? Or is it the acuity to live healthy despite your situation? Now there's aptitude in the lesson. Yes. I'm eating worse food, but it's richer food, so then my body receives it better and I feel better and I'm all right with rich food that's really bad for you. Or then, it's the one who is aptitudinal for the idea that he is just left to his own because he shows a little disrespect, but he's submissive when he is disrespectful. So what then do you say? Who has aptitude? Well, the one who's disrespectful is very healthy. He goes through sickness. He goes through hardship. He's never late for class. He's never missed an assignment. He's never made an error in his life. And it comes down to those two things. The one for the lesson and the one for the freedom to do as he pleases. Both seek aptitude. Both know math just as well, or one under, better than the other, even though he reads and quotes and labels his papers and shows examples and references all through his papers. Just like the one who does it by the book and by the timepiece, but the one who is on his own usually mixes the APA and the MLA and the Turabian until he finally gets the Turabian. But then after Turabian is learned, a lot of times it's hard to function in it, but you can still explain how it is in one of your papers to tell the teacher you know how it functions. It just has to be an electric aptitude in you to make the typing moves, which you can't do because you cut down trees and the person who follows the lesson hands out bank. He hands out $100 for every two dimes he earns. He hands out $100 for every 2 dimes he earns, is how a bank operates. And then they go by hours and pay on extra process of elimination strategies with the FDC that helps pay for bank tellers. Banks don't make money. They don't control money. They don't hold money. All they do is give money out to the person who has put it in the first place. Now, the interest they get from it is called a fraud gap syndrome. It means we create a gap in our spiritual society based off of the Liberty Bell that is hidden by Osiris, that we then become the natural deist. We're no longer creature and God-man or God-deist, anointing deist. We are simply the idea of the creature and the understood deism of the gap syndrome. See, you all fit in there without any aptitude from statue, money, person, people, place, or thing, and God speaks to you. Be proud of yourself. You all seek aptitude to bring others to an aptitude to do one thing, to get the meal and get to bed. Follow the lesson or don't really want to be bothered. We all go to bed and we all sleep at night. And we begin to understand things that we might not have known about other people. But when we do that, we create the living gap syndrome. When you begin to understand things about other people, it actually creates a gap. Because God doesn't want you to know anybody. He wants you only to be forgiving enough to communicate. And when you become that type of communication, and it's not a step of boldness, it's when you get boldness, is when you're a humble man and you know that people say things to you that they don't mean sometimes. We don't always say it in love. We don't always say that which is love is not a violent thing, because my voice cracked at a high pitch when I said, we don't do everything, we don't say everything in love. If you're thinking there that I'm saying you can say something in love that be bad and still result in good, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying what you have to do, you have to determine within yourself that I can do the things I'm supposed to do by saying the lesson. If you want to be left alone, that's called painting. That's not called spirituality or Christianity or god-awful anything but national security items. So then we see the use of that as well. But that is not the driven force. They all dance. does not make them prouder or humbler of men is what you're seeing them bounce off their foreheads, not what is coming from your brain. And if you do that, and you say that, and you let the potter, now remember, the potter wants to be left alone. He wants to wet the clay. But what if you're not clay? What if you want to follow the lesson? But guess what? The lesson cannot touch the clay, and the clay cannot touch the lesson. Unless there is an evidence of true romance. Was Pacelli, class 1995, Pacelli Art School, and no one went to the prom at all at any point that year. We all sat at home and listened to the man who wanted to be left alone teach the lesson. So I know all of you get plagued by that movie. But that movie was not apparent to us in our social lives. Not in art class. Not in the place where we could thank ourselves for doing our own work, lesson or not. And those things turn into even mightier things that you might think are a big piece of poop. But that class put forth things with people who followed lessons with the sickling little child who just wanted to be left alone. But you should have seen his spaceman. You should have seen his football player. You should have seen him work on those things 3 hours after class, 15 days out of the month. And guess what? He began to do the paintings the way he wanted to do them because he already accomplished the lesson. He just didn't want to talk about it. And that's how we all loved each other. That was our view of Jerry Davis, our great teacher. May we all take a pause for the two light switches. Real light. Artificial light. Sunlight. So what do we do with light? No, we don't do things with light like that. We had several people who began picking up art where their family had left off, where people who wouldn't be left alone, wet for people who were still with us. And we put in with people in the highest places, the highest places, even though he wanted to be left totally alone. So then, when we all figured out we really just wanted to be left alone and do our art, we all retired. We all thanked God. We all began to shout amen. But there was one who earned the right to equip others with the lesson. Really was his thought. He just didn't understand what it meant emotionally. what we all witnessed, we all saw. We all wept, we all fell. We all came to the conclusions and counteractions and erasures and pencil breaks. Yes, we used to do pencil breaks with our art pencils sometimes. And that was, yes, that was earlier in life when I was saying it was. And we didn't feel as if we were the rejected at any point. We usually just felt the ideas were really the same effort. Yes, and we had some of the greatest artwork you could ever imagine. And our bands, our great and glorious bands. Who would raise him? He said, he's coming, he's coming, he's coming. And I said, boo, poop. That's old fuddy-duddy. And then we said, yep, they're right.